Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A new law in Russia will punish non-governmental organizations who receive funding from abroad. The bill forces NGOs who receive foreign funding to register with the state as foreign agents. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says,
"We're not saying that this law was aiming evangelical or mission organizations, but since they are under the category of non-governmental organizations, definitely some local authorities can interpret it as a signal to control specifically religious activities."
Next, a few weeks ago, we asked you to pray for an end to terrifying wildfires bearing down in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Well, it seems those prayers were answered. The EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response Director, Mark Lewis, has an update.
The fires are out, and people that were evacuated have been able to get back into their areas where they were living. And some of the roads have opened up. So some normalcy of life has returned to many people in Colorado Springs. There are still, though, hundreds of families that have lost their homes.
People are coming to Christ because of the help of Touch Global. And what if you had a Bible, but you couldn't read it? Can you imagine not having any way to unlock the message of God's Word? Well, that's how it is for 60% of the people in India who can't read. Audio Bibles are in huge demand for Christians there. Audio Scripture Ministries works to meet this need, but the minute they send a shipment of Audio Scripture players, they get more requests. Right now, there's an immediate need for 7,500 Audio Bibles. Help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your church is always looking for great missions resources, right? How about the Mission Network News Monthly Bulletin Insert? Up-to-date news to help get your friends involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the banner at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.